Live in Studio 1A, we have a special ACL Fest edition of KUTX After Hours. I'm Jody Denberg with several dozen of my friends here, Concert Club members. Thanks, y'all, for being here. We appreciate you very much. And we want to thank our sponsor for KUTX After Hours, Odell Brewing Company, because they kind of lubricate this thing, and we appreciate that as well. And we really appreciate these musicians who are about to play for us. They're very busy, but they took time out to be here tonight. They have an after-hours performance Friday at Antone's, one of those ACL late-night shows. And then they're playing Saturday afternoon at 4 at ACL Fest, only playing the second weekend, so it's really nice to have them here. The new album is Green Twins, live on KUTX. Please welcome Nick Hakim.
Green twins
You're listening to Nick Hakim and his band live on KUTX. And as I mentioned, they're going to be at Antone's Friday night and at ACL Fest Saturday. Welcome and thank you.
Thank you for having us. Hey, guys.
When you were here for South by Southwest, you had like 6 shows or something. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot, pretty busy. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to soak up any of Austin that time around?
A little bit. We went to this taco truck that my friends told me to go to called Primo's.
All right.
Primo's Taqueria. And then we went, we went swimming somewhere. We went Barton Springs?
Yeah.
Oh, we went swimming. And the current was really strong, so I kind of let it take me down for a little while. It was fun.
It's cold too.
It was really nice though. It was really nice.
Well, welcome back, and maybe you'll have a little bit more time this time to explore.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we will. Yeah.
You're making your home in Brooklyn these days?
Yeah. We all live in different parts of Brooklyn. I'm in Queens right now.
I'm a Bronx boy. So.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I'm in Queens.
We're next door to each other. But you're originally from Washington D.C. and then went to Boston when you made those first couple of EPs about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Do you soak up stuff in each of these cities, the communities, the musical communities?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it really helps me kind of gain perspective on a new kind of approach. Or I don't know. I learn a lot from different people and from just being around all kinds of different kinds of musicians.
Your music doesn't sound like anyone else's, and that's a compliment.
Thank you.
Your parents are from Chile and Peru. Mm-hmm. Did they play music from where they grew up when you were growing up?
Yeah, they did. Both of them play guitar and sing, and they would always play like folk music like from down there.
So do you think that seeps into what you do?
Absolutely, yeah.
But kind of everything seeps in because it's this great mixture of stuff.
Thank you.
When you play, like when you started that first song, I thought, man, we should dim the lights because it was so chill. And then you took it to another place. But how does that work when you're playing a big festival? I mean, Friday night's at Antone's, but Saturday you're out in front of tens of thousands of people.
Oh, well, I didn't even know that.
Forget I mentioned it.
That's gonna be great. I mean, you know, we're pretty new to the whole festival. Circuit, you know, that whole kind of playing live. So, we're just gonna do what we always do, and hopefully it translates.
I think it will. I was looking at your itinerary. You're going to Europe in November.
Yeah, for a little over a month.
Have you gone over there and played before?
Yeah, we have this year, and I've done a couple like solo tours, within the past few years.
So the record, Green Twins, came out in May. Did it come out in Europe around the same time?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it did.
Where did that title come from, Green Twins?
So I had an interesting reoccurring dream that had these little green babies in them. And it was just, this is where they came from. I actually went through all my notebooks from the past like 5-6 years, and I have been doing this thing where I log all my dreams that I can remember, and then I just have kind of found ways to write about songs about them. So a lot of songs on this album, Green Twins, are kind of dealing with a lot of the themes are based around like surreal experiences that I've had, like while I'm sleeping, this one specifically stood out because it was something. The dream was pretty violent, and it was, but also I think it came from an experience that a good friend of mine had, and so. That's
fascinating to me because the music's so dreamy, and that was easy for me to say, but now that I know, I was right. It is dreamy.
Yeah,
and I was watching this video for Bet She Looks Like You, and that's a totally surreal trip as well. Related to the dreams too, the video?
Very cool. The one shot?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Nick Hakim is our guest, and he has this great band with him, and they're going to be in the more intimate confines of Antone's Friday night. And then, I hate to break it to you, but, well, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 people. Saturday at 4 in the afternoon at ECL Fest. And we're live on KETX, but it's just us here now, so we're totally cool.
Hey, guys.
What was the name of the first song you played, and what's the one you want to do now?
That one was called Green Twins. And this next one is called Cuffed. And this is Joe Harrison on guitar. This is Kyle Miles on bass. This is Vishal Nayak on drums. And this is Jake Sherman on keyboards.
That was really special. Thank you so much, Nick Hakim. Appreciate you and the band. Y'all sounded great.
Thank you.
Have a good time at Antone's and the festival.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I want to thank our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, for making it sound so good. Thanks to all y'all for being here. Thanks to our multimedia team. We're going to be posting video from this session at KUTX.org and viewhouse.com. I want to thank our producer, Deidre Gott, for turning me on to Nick Hakim, because I feel like I discovered something really special tonight. That was really cool. And if y'all will stick around, Nick and the band are going to play a few more for you here in Studio 1A. This is KUTX.